Avalanche Hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
And with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line from the Concave, Connor McGehee, voice of the Avalanche. Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Back in the Concave. Good, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there as well.
So for Connor McGehee, what's the one thing you have to have at Thanksgiving on the table? What's the one thing you could live without?
Have to have stuffing.
Okay.
Could do without. Not a huge cranberry guy.
See, you can tell you're a fight 970. I'm just right with you. Never been a big cranberry fan. I mean, Ocean Spray cranberry juice. Okay, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. Cranberries? Ah, no, thank you.
Yeah, unnecessary, I feel like.
I agree.
There are so many other delicious things that we can enjoy, like, you know, about a pint and a half of gravy.
Absolutely. Could never gravy to me is the glue guy.
Yep.
Gravy brings it all together.
Yep, exactly. He is the glue guy in the locker room, gravy, for sure.
Yeah, you don't want the cranberries that have the imprint of the can still on them on the table.
We all know somebody who has that. Turn the can upside down, right on the plate. There you go. Dig in.
Kerplunk.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, kerplunk. There you go. There's your cranberry. Enjoy.
There you go. Merry Thanksgiving, kid.
Enjoy it, boys and girls. Have a good time with that canned cranberry. You're lucky you're getting that.
How do we turn into Brian Regan all of a sudden?
I'm not sure. We just kind of went down that path.
That was my fault. That was my bad.
No, that's okay. So who, like gravy, who would be the glue guy for the Avalanche right now?
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Good question. I mean, I think everyone is gelling kind of equally.
That's good.
You look at common threads, to success. Okay, who's been in, who's contributed during this whole thing? I mean, Valanciunas has been in the lineup 6 games this year. The Avalanche are 6-0, right? So, he does things that are really hard to duplicate and makes a big impact on the game all the time. I think when you're talking about Vile all time, and this is game number 350 for him tonight. 127 of those have come with the Avalanche. All time, the Avs are 83-32-11 when Valanciunas is in the lineup. So it's hard not to point to him. It's hard not to point to Devon Taves, who's been a plus in all 6 games that he's played in this season. If you go to the end of last regular season, Taves had been a plus in 10 consecutive games. At plus 17, he's already a plus 10 this season. So guys like that make a huge impact for a team, especially when you're missing two of your top centers up front.
Cale Makar as of late, a little bit of a gravy guy, glue guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was trying not to state the obvious there, right? I mean, he's the first defenseman in franchise history to have multi-goal games in back-to-back affairs. And the only one defenseman since 85-86 and two, I think, all time, going back to 1930, that have done it in 3 consecutive games. That other defenseman was a guy named Paul Coffey, which
he was pretty good, wasn't he? Yeah, he was.
I think he was okay.
He was pretty. Didn't he play with that 99 guy, that Gretzky guy? Didn't he play with him a little bit?
The great white shark or whatever his name
whatever
is.
Whatever that guy's name was, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Connor McGehee, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. They've scored 31 goals in 5 games. It's a good thing that the Avalanche score a lot of goals because, like the other night against Ottawa, they gave up a lot of goals. They win 7-5, and Newhook, of course, scored the eventual game winner for the Avalanche the other night. But they had a little bit of a stretch here where the puck scoring's been plentiful, but on occasion there's been some turnovers. I know Jared Bednar talked about that the other night, been like, oh, we got to do a better job taking care of the puck. And fortunately, they're playing the Seattles of the world, the Ottawas, the Vancouvers, where that has not come back to bite them like it might against somebody else.
Absolutely. And I think they know that, too. They know that they can score their way out of trouble when you get against teams like that. And those are games that you should win. All 5 of these games, if you look on the schedule, it should have been W's. And If Anaheim didn't have the ridiculous start to the season that they had, they would probably say six in a row. It'll be tougher tonight because the Ducks are a better team than they were last year when they had the worst power play since it was started to be tracked back in the 70s and the second worst team in the National Hockey League. But when you go against better teams, I mean, it's human nature, isn't it? We talk about it all the time. You play to the level of your opponent, and when you know that the opposition may not be a great team, then you feel like, okay, well, we are the Stanley Cup favorites. We can handle this, no problem. And you maybe let some of your habits slip away. And that's just human nature. You don't do that on purpose. It just sort of happens that way. So I expect them to take note of that, and especially after last game, to be better defensively, because Darcy Kuemper, not his best night. So you had turnovers that led to scoring chances, and Ottawa converted on pretty much every single one of them. So that was kind of an anomaly in a lot of areas for the Avalanche, and I expect them to be much better with the puck going forward here.
Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us. Avs in Anaheim tonight right here on the team. Connor will have the call with pregame at 6:30. And tonight we're going to see a couple of league's top scorers. Nazem Kadri, off to a great start, fourth in the league right now with 23 points. Troy Terry, former DU pioneer, currently sixth in the league with 22 points. So a couple of guys have got off to fast starts for both the Avalanche and the Ducks.
Yeah, and Troy Terry had his 16-game point streak come to an end in Nashville the other night. Speaking of point streaks coming to an end, Connor McDavid didn't have a point in Dallas last night, so that means that Nazem Kadri has the league's longest point streak at 9 games, which is 3 more than anybody else. So, yeah, you're going to see players who have just been feeling about as confident as you can feel, and Troy Terry, which is nice to see, because we saw him play around here. Sorry, let me rephrase that. It's nice to see for every other game except when they're playing the Avalanche. But for Troy Terry individually, I mean, there was some doubt if Anaheim should even move on from him because of his slow start to his career there. And I think it's a good thing that they didn't, because that's a key piece of the future, along with Trevor Zegras. He's got 4 goals his last 4 games after a slow start, and Team USA all the way. But yeah, Troy Terry has turned into a prominent piece that is really, along with Ryan Getzlaff, who's sort of come back to life a little bit, brought Anaheim back into the limelight. They're in a playoff spot at the moment.
Right now, Anaheim third in the Pacific, 10-6-3. The Avalanche 9-5-1. They're currently fourth in the Central Division, riding the 5-game winning streak. Once again, we'll have the game tonight, pregame at 6:30. Connor McGahee joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I want to ask about your trip to Seattle, because you get your first chance to see Climate Pledge Arena for the Seattle Kraken. There's been a lot of rave reviews about that arena. I guess just your takeaway on what you saw up there and kind of the environment for that Seattle franchise.
Yeah, I mean, the building itself, and those of us who have watched sports you know, in this region for a long time. I mean, I couldn't go in there without thinking about Dikembe Mutombo.
Sure.
Right down on the with the ball on his forehead, down on the floor there at the old Key Arena. And when you look at the structure, they kept the structure, of course, on the outside the same. All the inside is completely new. Video screens really, really everywhere. It's a complicated concourse. Like, it's not easy to navigate. I almost needed a map to get around when I took my walk at practice there on Thursday. But that's where, you know, when you remodel a building, it's those things where you want to get everything in. You want to have everything as nice as possible. But, you know, instead of a new construction, it's hard to do that. So not bad at all. Good view from the booth. We were joking about the fact that they had a really tall stool in there and a really short chair. There was no sort of in between. So me, who sits at 5'8", that was I was in no man's land there trying to call the game, but we made it work. And yeah, Avs really enjoyed their time there with a 7-goal output versus the Kraken in their first ever game.
Connor McGahee with us on the Team Sports Network. One final thing here, Connor. In regard to Nathan McKinnon, what is the latest on Nathan and his possible return?
Well, he was back on the ice in a non-contact sweater and morning skate 2 days ago. And Jared Bednar said yesterday that Byram Kaut and Francois will go on this upcoming road trip through Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Philly, and New York. Just to start getting reps in, he did not put Nathan McKinnon in that category, so we'll see. But he has been on the ice. He has been skating in a red non-contact sweater. So when you see a player do that, that's always a good sign, especially when it's a lower body injury. He's trying to work back and get to the level that he wants to be at. So we'll see if that continues to be the case. His morning skate is about 90 minutes from now at Ball Arena. All right.